What is equal access, and why does it matter to you as a Christian? Stay tuned.
That's attorney David Gibbs Jr., and this is the Legal Alert.
Allison called our offices at the Christian Law Association because their local public school allowed outsiders to rent out certain parts of their facilities, but was refusing her ministry access. The school administration was afraid of violating the, and I quote, separation of church and state. Our attorneys were able to assist Allison by informing the school administration about the Equal Access Act, and Allison was immediately granted access. Equal access means that religious groups have exactly the same right to government facilities as secular groups do. Let me repeat that. Religious groups have exactly the same rights to government facility use as secular groups do. The government cannot deny a group solely based on the fact that they are religious. This would constitute content-based discrimination. If you or your ministry has any similar situation, please call our lawyers at the Christian Law Association today.
Call 888-252-1969. That's 888-252-1969. Thanks for joining us today.
And we're about 9 1/2 minutes past 12 noon on a rainy Friday. Hope you can stick around for Swap Shop. Also, if you've got an item for us today, last Swap Shop prior to Share-a-thon. No Swap Shop or regular programming next week. Everything is preempted, and we'll meet back with you. I guess that would be March the 8th. So probably just give us a call if you have an item today, 828-884-9427. Taking us to Swap Shop time, hopefully and prayerfully, you're going to hear at least the chorus of this song quite a bit next week. Goes in line with our theme of Share-a-thon. Jesus is still our hope in 2021. Here's the Irwins, the song entitled He's Still Alive.
Once he was buried, sealed in a tomb. The grave tried to keep him wrapped in its gloom. But after 3 days, the master did rise. Death was defeated. Christ was alive. He's still alive, still on his throne, still coming back to rapture his own. Still my hope, when all hope has died, and I still believe, he's still alive,
he's still alive.
Seen at Emmaus, walking with men, imparting his wisdom, eating with them, ascending to heaven, where he will reside till Jesus himself returns for his bride. He's still alive, still on his throne, still coming back to rapture his own. He's still my hope when all hope has died, and I still
thank you.
This is Roger Walton with a moment from our Christian musical heritage.
I know I shall see in his beauty the King in whose law I delight, who lovingly guards every footstep and gives me a song.
Crosby's the writer of this hymn of the faith. If you look at her 8,000 plus poems and songs, you will note her favorite words show up. Words like blood and grace, mercy, redeemed, proclaimed, and lamb. She would write poems that would be set to music, but there were times when she preferred to have a melody to listen to and think what the melody was saying. And this is one of those songs. William Kirkpatrick is the writer of the music. What did this tune say to Miss Fanny Crosby? She said it loudly. Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed through his infinite mercy. His child and forever I am.
His child and forever. His child and forever.
A Christian Musical Heritage Moment is a production of Anchor Broadcasting.
With that familiar theme, we welcome you to It Is Friday, Brother Roger, the 26th day of February.
I can't believe that. And early wishes, tomorrow is my dad's 88th birthday. So happy early birthday.
Well, God bless him there in Florida. Happy 88th, Mr. Walton. God bless
you. Maybe he's not swimming like we are. It took a long time for the rain to finally hit because it was so dry. It was over. Mm-hmm. But I didn't register anything till about 11:15. That's how long it took.
And oh, wow.
I'm at 0.13 before it finally overtook the dry air. But yeah, it's kind of gloomy after the sunshine for 3 days.
It was nice. I feel something coming on. I think it's a spring fever kind of episode. We do have a storm that has a tracker that has been attached to it, and it's got just pretty heavy downfall as far as rain. Don't see any lightning associated with it. It has a little bit of rotation, which in most cases wind is associated with that. And this is going to be coming through the Cashers area about 12:24 today, and then High Hampton 12:25, down around Sapphire at 12:29, Lake Toxaway at 12:32, then Quebec area 12:34, and Rosman at 12:37. That's and they can be pretty specific because they track its movement and the speed. So that is the trajectory of this particular cell that they are monitoring.
Yeah, heavy rain now, and we have dropped here 6 degrees.
Oh my.
So the high temperature was reached this morning.
Yeah, we're kind of on the downhill. We're at 41 here in Pisgah
Forest. Yeah, 41.
You're 41 as well. So we don't have, let me double check before I say this, don't have any watches or warnings at this point. The National Weather Service just said what we're experiencing, heavy rain showers, and we'll wait and see. Not really seeing much else, Brother Roger, other than that. And we'll wait and see. Tonight, it diminishes a little bit. Tomorrow, about a 30% chance, and it picks back up for Sunday and Monday.
Monday.
And so a big weekend around here. Share-a-thon kicks off Sunday evening at 5:30. And I made a couple of notes here, Brother Roger, just kind of do a quick overview, and I'll let you do the watch and listen overview. I didn't give him any heads up in asking him, but if you wouldn't mind. But the phones will open at 4 o'clock this coming Sunday afternoon. That's something new due to Share-a-thon being virtual. We are giving folks an opportunity to call in where normally you would have been able to come in person. But phones will be open from 4 to 6 on Sunday afternoon. The amount of sponsorship remains the same. If you'd like to sponsor AM 720 for a day, it is $400. If you'd like to sponsor the network, which is WGCR.net, the preaching music and video channels, as well as FM 94.9, that is $300. So your first opportunity to pick and choose days would be Sunday starting at 4. Then phones will open with on-air share-a-thon Monday morning at 7:15. The rally service Sunday night at 5:30 will have Evangelist Brian McBride. The McBrides will be preaching, and then also for special music, the McBrides and the Huggins family will be with us singing as well. So we love that sweet family. Going to be a good night, and we hope that folks will get involved and be a part. And we'll talk a little bit about the preaching schedule and things, but Brother Roger, folks, we're trying to give them as many opportunities and ways to connect with us as possible.
Okay. On your TV, if you have a smart TV, before you even look at a Roku box or anything else, see if the app is on your smart TV.
That's handy. Then
you don't have to go get the box. Otherwise, either way, the only search that works is to spell out the words Anchor Broadcasting. And you will see the app. The app will have ABN in the middle with kind of a line like an L drawn, and it'll say to the side of that Anchor Broadcasting Network, and it has colors from blue to white to like a sunny sunshine orange color. Amazon Fire Stick, you can search WGCR Radio or Anchor Broadcasting spelled out, and I do have the video channel now, so that has been fixed, and I have it over here to my left, so I wanted to make sure. Then Apple TV, I searched everything I could, and I have an older version, but could not get anything to come up. But if someone has a new version with the actual, but what they did is on the old versions, they took off the ability to go to the channel store.
Oh, okay.
Now, that's those ways. Now, let's go to your tablet, your smartphones, and things like that. The Play Store, which is Android. You can search WGCR, Anchor Broadcasting, or ABN, all three. Now, where it puts it in the list is different with each search. So whatever you search, go down the list and look for that ABN, Anchor Broadcasting Network I told you about. Mm-hmm. The Apple App Store, it's the same, all three, ABN, WGCR, and Anchor Broadcasting. So, again, if you have Amazon or you have Roku or Apple on your apps on your TV, the newer ones have Sling and, you know, mm-hmm. a lot of things already on them. Check that first and then go from there. So those are the ways you can listen. Also, Facebook Live for the services. And on a smart TV, if you have Facebook Watch, you would have to create a Facebook Watch account. And then, like Anchor Broadcasting, you can see it on your big screen TV if you have that app. And Samsung TVs do have them.
So that would be something to check into. And you can, if you visit our Facebook page, you can get notifications of when we go live. And we definitely will be live with our services. But there are times, if we can, we'll capture just some of the moments of Share-a-thon. And those will be unplanned. We don't have a schedule for those, just as it happens. But if you will sign up to get notifications, it will let you know. And as always, we're here at 7:20 a.m., our broadcast schedule for the month of March, it changes a little bit. We get some more time together. We are 6:45 to 6:45. Now, every morning, Brother Roger will be joining us at 7 o'clock, and we'll kind of get our morning kicked off with a look at what's going on today, that particular day, and news headlines, traffic, weather, talk about birthdays, anniversaries, listeners' portion, just spend some time kicking the day off, and we will go to Share-a-thon Live every morning at 7:15. But 7:20 a.m., as always, 94.9 if you live in the French Broad River Valley. And those are the ways that, of course, that's just listening. But you can listen. And then all of our channels will be Share-a-thon. The preaching, music, and video channels all will be Share-a-thon for that week when, on a normal day, everything's separate.
Yes. And the preaching and the music channels and the Listen Live are only audio.
Yes, sir.
The video channel is got video, and I think the Anchor feed will have video. And those are two options that are on the app. So
yeah. And if you have any questions, call us.
Yeah. And if you have the app on your phone, you can, and there's just you can watch it on your phone or your iPad or your Android tablet. And again, that's easy accessible through the Play Store. And the app is, once you install it, it's very straightforward. You just, the very first thing that pops up is the radio live feed, and then the preaching, the music, and the video channel, and Anchor. Just, and it depends on the app. Some go across, and some are in Foursquare.
Mm-hmm. And the watch option is the video channel, if
correct,
you're wanting to watch, if you go to the App Store. But again, we want to help you. If you've got any questions, feel free to call us, and we'll do all we can. But Brother Roger gave some very helpful information earlier this week and was talking about the bandwidth. So you for to watch and do all the things, if you're going to do it through the internet or on your smart TV, etc., you've got to have internet access. So, but again, that just kind of some ground rules there. Appreciate the fellas filling in yesterday. I ask you to pray for our daughter Joanna. She will be undergoing back surgery tomorrow morning. And she had surgery in August, and that surgery is still fine. She had a major fusion, but she has a disc that is, once removed from the fusion area, that has herniated and is narrowing the canal for the, where her nerves run to her legs, and she is in a lot of pain and losing some functionality in her legs. And so she'll have surgery. It's scheduled for 11:30 tomorrow. She has to be at the hospital earlier, of course. But I would appreciate, folks, if you would pray for her, Joanna Warren, and pray for her husband, Jacob, and for the kids as well. But trust in the Lord will just give her a quick recovery, and that this will help her to feel better. And to not be in so much pain. And so we'll sure miss seeing her. She was going to, we were singing a little bit. And so we'll miss having Joanna and Jacob and the girls sing with us. But you pray for them if you would. Brother Roger, the preaching schedule for Share-a-thon. We've got Brother Brian McBride that will start us off Sunday, which is this coming Sunday. He'll be with us at the 11 a.m. service, and then, of course, the rally service at 5:30. He'll be preaching Monday through Friday afternoons at 2, and then the final Sunday at 10 and at 5:30 as well.
Yeah, he starts it and ends it.
Yes, sir. And then Brother Rudy Smith is Monday through Friday.
5:30, a little different, allows our AM audience to stay on with us. And that's going to be exciting and looking forward to that. And then, of course, we have our 10 o'clock, and I don't have that schedule in front of me.
We have at 10 a.m. on Monday morning, Brother Scott Dean, new radio broadcaster this year, pastors down in the upstate area. On Tuesday, we have Pastor Doug Raines of the Progress Baptist Church just out the road. On Wednesday, Pastor Ricky Lee of the Midway Bible Baptist Church. On Thursday, Pastor Jimbo Seaton from there in Madison County. On Friday, we'll have Dr. Ben Carper. On Saturday at 10 a.m., we have Brother Scott Matthews of the Rochester family.
Yeah.
And the Rochester family will be here. And then that Saturday evening service at 5:30, Brother Mark Wheeler of the Marksman. And we'll have the Marksman with us. So that's the Saturday service. And then our sentimental sermons every night, Brother Roger, at 7 o'clock. That's Monday through Saturday night.
And we're kicking it off with a good one.
Oh, my.
Dr. Ralph Sexton Sr., holy, holy, holy.
Yeah, I was doing a little editing on the audio side for the radio and this week, and I was blessed just getting to listen. I was trying to edit things, and I just had to quit editing and just listen for a while. But that's Monday night at 7 o'clock. Tuesday night, we've got Pastor Lawrence Rhodes will be preaching for us. On Wednesday, Brother Ray Aiken will be a featured message in the Sentimental Sermon Series. On Thursday night, Evangelist Stennett Ballou. On Friday night, Brother Mays Jackson. And on Saturday night, Dr. Harold B. Seitler.
That's exciting.
Yeah. So we're looking forward to what God's going to do through that special time wrapping up the day with those sentimental sermons. So going to be a good week, Brother Roger. And, of course, it starts Sunday, and we've been praying for the past 40 days leading up to Share-a-thon. We have had specific prayer requests, and we have the request for today and for tomorrow as well.
Tomorrow, yes. And today is to pray specifically for the virtual rally service Sunday evening. And certainly that God will just kick it off with a great taking the Spirit of God, the message across the virtual world there with our dear friend, Brother McBride.
Amen.
But let's take the last prayer request and let's go back to the first one.
Amen.
That Christ would be honored and magnified and exalted. And then this last one is, and that our hearts will be knit together, as it says in Colossians, in Christ and in revival.
Amen. Amen. And it's hard to believe, Brother Roger, we're almost at the end of our 40 days of prayer. And I want to say thank you to everyone that has prayed with us, whether you've prayed the entire time of the 40 days or whether you've just joined us recently. I'm looking forward, Brother Roger, to what God's going to do. And you've said it. There's just something exciting that you feel in your spirit.
There's a burden that I have had that is not like most burdens. It's not a burden of heaviness. It's a burden for God to do something that we cannot do.
Amen.
That would help us do what we can do.
Amen. Amen. And that should be our heart's cry, that God would enable us to do that which we cannot do, but that if He will just touch, we can, and it will happen. So we're trusting God for a wonderful week, and that He'd do an eternal work in hearts and lives. And, you know, Brother Roger, there's folks that were praying with us last year that are now in heaven. And we've had some dear friends that have graduated on to glory this year. And I'm just thinking about several this morning. And they will be missed. But I know they're rejoicing in the presence of the Lord today. And we're sure thinking of their family as well.
Amen.
Well, let's see what else is going on traffic-wise. Anything going on there today?
Yeah, there's some
work that's heading it from Clyde down towards Iron Duff. This is descending the mountain. It started yesterday. It ends today at 6 o'clock. It's got traffic pretty messed up. I do not think I have a camera right in that area. I have one camera. Let's see what I got. Wet roads right now. That's mile marker 27. It's just a little further down than that, so I'm not really getting what I need, but it's showing solid red, so you may have some issues.
And I'm sure the rain doesn't help anything there. Saw where Cooper Tire Company, you know, they make tires. They're recalling about 430,000 light truck tires because apparently the tires can develop sidewall bulges that Ooh. Can increase the risk of the tire losing air rapidly or tire failure. And of course, if that happens, it could lead to an accident. Now, they say they've not had any deaths or injuries or anything, but they do know there's a problem. It covers certain Discoverer, Evolution, Courser, Deegan, Adventure, Hercules, Backcountry, Multimile, Wild Country, and Big O tires in several sizes. And they say the owners will be notified. Dealers will be replacing the tires. They expect the recall to start March 25th. But that's a month away. I do have an 800 number if you'd like to contact Cooper Tire Company. Again, certain brands of the ones I just gave, all Cooper, and there it's Cooper Tire and Rubber Company is the official company name. 1-800-854-6288 is the number to call. They say these tires were made between February 1st of 2018 and December 1st of 2019. And again, that toll-free number is 800-854-6288.
Well, I hate to be the bearer of bad news.
Uh-oh.
But when we move into the middle of March, be prepared in Henderson County. There is a major construction project coming.
Yeah.
Two issues.
Yeah, boy.
Overnight closures on I-26 will occur between exits in one direction, and that will probably change as they do things.
Okay.
But there'll be nighttime. But here's the killer. Butler Bridge Road will be closed for 180 days to remove the bridge and to build a bigger bridge that spans the whole thing. Now, in order to do this, and they say about 13,000 vehicles cross that bridge every day.
Goodness.
So they're going to put a temporary stoplight at the intersection of Rugby Drive and North Rugby Road. And they're going to use for 1 week, because they want to accelerate getting that bridge down. Mm-hmm. They're going to use what they call the one direction of traffic being diverted off of I-26 to the what they call integrated corridor management system for 1 week. And what that does is it makes the green lights longer and uses route transportation officials handling night traffic. So that sounds like it's going to be fun.
Okay, somebody give me a landmarker, Butler Bridge Road. Because I'm trying to, in my mind, okay, is what I thought was Butler Bridge, in my mind, it's not.
It's up. Yeah, it's up a little further in Henderson County. It's you know, the Rugby area there where you, Rugby. There's South Rugby, and then there's North Rugby, and there's Rugby Drive. So you're getting up towards the Asheville Highway up in that area.
Is this going to come out like near Smiley's Flea Market? Is that going to be? Am I anywhere in that neighborhood? Because Rugby dumps out right there. One of Rugby does.
Well, I think you're getting close. It's up in that area. It's
180 days. That's
Ouch.
And did I read correctly in that they said that one detour will add, well, it depends on traffic, but a minimum of like 7 to 10 minutes to the time. I don't know. But, yeah. And I did see at the end of that article where they did a little tag that said all the bridges over I-26 have to be widened because they're widening the interstate. So,
What that does, the detour, it creates a U-shape around the construction.
Okay.
So drivers heading west will take US 25 over I-26, turn right on Rugby Drive, turn right on North Rugby Road to complete the four-mile detour. Driving east, they'll turn right from Butler Bridge Road onto North Rugby Road and then turn left at the temporary signal onto Rugby Drive. They are planning this for 5 nights starting March the 15th at night.
Well, we got about, 15 days or so before that. Well, a little over 2 weeks before it starts. But yeah, someone texted in. Yeah, that is close to Smiley. So I think I know when you said Rugby dropping it, it kind of clicked. So
that's the back way we used to go when we lived in Etowah.
Yeah, a lot of folks. And that's the way if you're going to go to Progress Baptist Church. That's one way that you can get there. Well, Steve Troxler, about called him Jim Troxler, don't know why, but Steve Troxler, who is, of course, the state agricultural commissioner, made the announcement this week that Lord willing, well, that was not his words, that's mine, but that the Mountain State Fair will return this year.
Yeah, I did the news. He said the State Fair and the Mountain State Fair, and he's urging everybody to get vaccinated and also that they don't have any issues. He said it's time to have a good fair season.
Yeah, and went on to say he hopes that, it's the biggest ever. And the dates for the Mountain State Fair at the Ag Center, September the 10th through the 19th. So there you have it. Also, if you live in the Sparta area, Sparta, North Carolina, that's what, around Virginia, North Carolina line, if I was reading correctly. But they had another earthquake there. They had a 5.1 earthquake. So, wait, let me back up. Yep. Let's see. I'm trying to, they had another earthquake. So let me back up here. The same town in North Carolina, Sparta, North Carolina, that had a 5.1 earthquake in August of last year, had another earthquake yesterday afternoon. And let me correct myself. This was not as strong. This one yesterday was a 2.2 magnitude. Now, the one that was a little over 5, they said that it shook houses, things fell off the wall, etc. But they say this one may not have been felt as pronounced, but it did happen. So I'm not sure. Allegheny County?
I'm familiar with that.
Are you? Okay.
I'm not going to be precise, but I have a general idea.
So it's up. Am I right that it's up toward Virginia, North Carolina line somewhere?
I'm pretty sure it's over towards and over into more of the central east.
Okay. All righty. Well, that's pretty much everything I had going on my list other than giving folks an address for a World War II veteran who is having his 101st birthday today.
How about that?
And in Marion. And they lovingly call Mr. James McPherson Mr. Joe, born February 26th of 1920, and he worked a bulldozer, and his family owned a shoe repair shop in Marion. And he loves to do word search puzzles, and he loves to sit around and watch old Westerns and to talk to people about World War II and his stories. But he lives at the Thorne Retirement Home, and his family, because of COVID, they couldn't do a big celebration. And so they've been kind of on a campaign to get cards to him for his birthday. And as of the time that this article was published, which was yesterday, he had gotten over 1,000 cards. But it's not too late. And so I wanted our listeners to have an opportunity to get on being a blessing to Mr. McPherson. You can address the card to James McPherson, and that's M-C-P-H-E-R-S-O-N, James McPherson, care of Thorne, T-H-O-R-N-E, Retirement Home, 702 West 3rd Avenue, Lakeview, South Carolina, 29563. So again, that's James McPherson, care of Thorne Retirement Home, 702 West 3rd Avenue in Lakeview, South Carolina, 29563. All right, Brother Roger, that was all in my little pile of papers here.
Well, I have a story out of Florida, and this is the MacDill Air Force Base down there in Tampa.
Mm-hmm.
And they made a five-year-old girl's dream come true who is fighting cancer.
Aww.
She became an honorary pilot thanks to the base and the National Pediatric Cancer Foundation. She was able to fly at 5 years old.
Aww.
A flight simulator quite successfully and have her dream of becoming an honorary U.S. Air Force pilot.
Wow.
And she is as cute as can be. It's like she's inside a real, I think that's a plane. I can't tell if it's a plane or a helicopter, but she's got her mask on and she's turned this way and she's got the wheel.
Oh, that's good stuff there. Good stuff. There's good stories that kind of make you feel good. And yeah, so salutes to everybody that worked to make that happen.
And on this date today,
mm-hmm.
in the year 1919, do you know what park was founded?
No.
The Grand Canyon National Park.
Really?
It was established as a national park in 1919.
1919. That's a beautiful place. My goodness, it's a beautiful place. It's, you know, sometimes you've seen postcards of places, and then if you actually get to go there, you're kind of not let down, but it doesn't quite live up to your expectations. I guess I could put it that. But the Grand Canyon far exceeded my expectation.
There are unusual ways that mail is delivered in the Grand Canyon. Do you know the unusual way it's delivered?
I have no idea.
Donkeys.
Donkeys deliver the mail?
When and they use them when they go down into the canyon.
Oh, man, I don't know that that would be enough money to pay me to do that. I'm sure there's not. Nope.
Have you ever heard Claude Hopper talk about he and Connie going to the Grand Canyon for their, you know, he's a jokester. He said that they got on that mule, and that mule threw her off, and she got back on and said to the donkey, "That's one." And threw her off again, and she got back on and said, "That's two." And it happened a third time. She said, "That's three." She said, "Claude, give me your gun." He said, "Bam." She just killed that thing dead. And I just lit into her. And I mean, I was telling her that was she should never done that. She looked at me and she said, "That's one."
Yeah. I hadn't heard that one, but there you go. And that was the end of that story.
Yeah, I heard him say that at the National Quartet Convention a few years ago.
Yeah, I've seen the trails that the donkeys go down, and there's not enough money. Forget me paying to do that. I wouldn't take any amount of money to do that. Y'all can just go and tell me about it. It's fine with me. Well, looking at our time here, want to make sure we got plenty of time for our motivation.
Bigger devotion today.
Yeah, so we've got a couple of items here, and we want to get these on 828-884-9427 if you have anything for us today.
Someone has some plywood. There are several 2x4s, 2x6s, and 2x10s, good for small projects, several small wooden pallets, and several tackle boxes. Anything goes for the best offer. 255-9033, 255-9033.
In desperate need of a twin-size mattress in good condition, an 8-year-old boy is living with a single mom and needs somewhere for him to sleep. Any type of furniture would also be appreciated, but they really need the twin mattress. Any help, again, greatly appreciated. This is an 803 area code. So 803-669 8035092. Again, 803-669-5092.
A Heath guitar amp with two speakers for $75. A 1956 Ford convertible missing a headlight.
And that is a that's a die-cast car. It's a toy, Brother Roger. I got to talk to the gentleman. So it's a die-cast toy.
Okay, so it is $75.
Clears that up, yep.
That clears that up. That's good.
Yeah.
So we have a 1964 Ford Fender skirt asking $75 a piece, 255-9033, 255-9033.
Looking for an upright freezer, 883-5801, 883-5801.
Someone's looking for a good working stackable washer and dryer, free or cheap for a young couple with a new baby. 384-4361, 384-4361.
And I did want to, for a moment, Brother Roger, send our condolences to the family of sweet Mrs. Margaret Powell. She graduated on to glory, not last night, but night before last. And so to her sweet family, to Miss Jenny and others, we're sure thinking of all y'all and praying for you. And she was a precious lady. We were very blessed to get to call her our friend and to have known her the way that we did. And so we're sure praying for the family. Well, Brother Roger, I don't see, let's see, we've got one anniversary today. We'd like to say, well, let me make sure that's get to today. Furman and Sandra Anders celebrate their 57th wedding anniversary today.
Well, how about that? Congratulations. Happy anniversary.
God bless you to Furman and Sandra Anders. We sure appreciate y'all and pray you have a wonderful, wonderful day. Well, Brother Roger, take your time, sir, and share devotions with us today.
First, I'm going to read the Sherathon verse, which is Hebrews 6:19. Which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil. But the punctuation around it puts it together. So let me put it in its context. And it says, wherein God, willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs a promise. That's yes, you and I who trusted him. The immutability or the unchangeableness of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath that by two immutable, unchangeable things, now listen to this, in which it was impossible for God to lie. He didn't tell us a lie, folks.
That's right.
That we might have, it doesn't say consolation, which is encouragement. It says strong consolation. That we may have a strong encouragement in our faith who have fled for refuge. And it means that one time we fled to him under the shadow of his wings through salvation to lay hold upon the hope, the confident expectation that was set before us. Now watch this hope. Hang in. Get ready. Which hope we have right now.
Amen.
It's right here. We have it like an anchor for our soul. That's the part of us that gets all bent out of shape and things with God, and when we should just be calm. We have an anchor, and an anchor holds everything steady and keeps the ship from crashing.
Amen.
Thank you, God, for an anchor of the soul. It's sure. That means it's a certain hope, and it's steadfast. That means it's a hope that is absolutely fixed and firm and is going nowhere. It's a hope we have, period. But look at what it does. I've never seen this before. It gets us inside the veil of the Holy of Holies, whither the forerunner is entered for us. Jesus made a high priest after the order of Melchizedek. If you go back to John 1:14, the word became flesh and dwelt among us, tabernacled, put on this tent. and we beheld his glory. That's the Shekinah glory. The high priest could only go into that spot once a year, and he had to make an atonement for himself first, then for the people. But when God went to the cross, he ripped that thing from the top to the bottom, and he said, enter in. You have a hope. It's like an anchor. Come on in. Come boldly before the throne of grace that you may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. I don't know how I missed that all these years. It's holding me together, but it's letting me live in a place where Jesus went first with his blood because he bought me. I get to be there too. And he already sees me sitting there.
Bless his name.
That's what's coming. And we are going to hear about it all week, unless the Lord blows the trumpet in the middle of it all. And I hope that that just blesses you like it blessed me. And I found a song by Greater Vision that we did not have, but we have it now. I had it, but you all didn't have it. And it says, it's not the anchor of the soul. This song says, he's my anchor of the soul. Mm. It's a personal possession that we have. We can enter into the veil all week long and be blessed by the Holy Ghost and a holy God who lovingly sent his son, who is entered into that veil for us so that we could come too. I pray you have a blessed weekend. We look forward to Share-a-thon.
Tossed by the billows on life's troubled sea, without an anchor, there was no hope for me. Forever drifting, forever lost, till a new hope was offered on an old rugged cross. I cast my anchor of hope into the sea of grace. I am moved by sin's waters no more, and I'll keep trusting till I see his face. For he is my anchor of hope. Yes, Jesus is my anchor of hope.
Without my anchor,
sea of grace.